So, first and foremost then, can you introduce yourself to the people that are listening?
Hello, my name is Liz.
Mm-hmm.
Liz Cagney.
Liz Cagney. What do you do then, Liz? What's your...
I teach ESOL, English for speakers of other languages.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing that for about 12 years now.
Mm-hmm.
But I have taught abroad as well. Taught ESOL abroad.
Okay, perhaps we can come on to that a little bit later then. So what's your connection with Africa?
My connection is through my mother. My mother is from Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not quite sure what the connection is, like which part of Africa she would have come from originally.
Yeah,
I just don't know what that connection at all is. Obviously, I'm mixed race, so there is a connection. But I remember reading an author whose name escapes me now, but she said that she didn't know what her connection was until she went to the country. She went to an African country, and she saw lots of people who just looked exactly like her. And then she realised, my God, this is where I'm from. So I just think my connection is really the UK and Barbados, but I know it's much wider. I don't know if that's got something to do with me wanting to travel as well. Maybe I do want to find my doppelganger. I want to say, oh my God, you just look like me. This must be where I originally come from.
Do you think we've all got that sort of innate need to know more about our identity?
I think so.
So, does your mum still live in Barbados?
No. She came to the UK when she was about 16,
mm-hmm.
and she moved to Birmingham to be with her sister, and that's where I was born, in mm-hmm. Birmingham.
What prompted the move at 16 years old for your mum?
I think she just had aspirations to sort of travel and to visit other places. And my auntie's husband at the time saw that she wanted to visit other places. And so he invited her, or they both invited her over to the UK. And when she came, she loved it. And so she signed up for a nursing course and then decided to stay in the UK as mm-hmm. well.
How big was the family back in Barbados?
Oh, gosh. I think 7 brothers and sisters, but they all kind of... Some stayed in Barbados, some travelled to America. Only my mum and my aunt, her elder sister, came to the UK. Everyone else stayed sort of in the Americas.
Mm. So did your mum then work in nursing?
Yeah, she's still working in nursing now, yeah. She actually retired, but loves it so much, she kind of went back again.
So what are your very earliest memories?
So very earliest memories in Birmingham would be of lots of family, lots of my mum's side of the family, not so much my dad's side of the family, maybe going to church and seeing everybody knowing everyone, because I think they all, even though my mum and my auntie came over and they were from the same family, lots of other people came over from Barbados, and they would know different people from different parishes in Barbados. So there'd be like a connection with Barbados, even mm. though they were in Birmingham in the UK.
Do you feel as though you've grown up then surrounded by West Indian culture?
When I would go to visit my aunt's house, yes. But then when we go back to our house and the routine of our life was very different to my aunt's house because my dad was white.
Can you give us some examples of the differences?
We went to church. The church that was near our house just always felt very cold and damp and very formal. But the church at my aunt's... in my aunt's area, it's very colourful, people were singing and there's lots of laughter, people would dress up, they'd have their best colourful clothes on, so I just just those little things I noticed were very different as a child.
Anything different in the sort of the actual house setting, the difference between your aunt's house and your mum's house, your house?
Just some of the decoration that she would have, sort of chintzy ornaments of horses and figurines and things like this, but we didn't have anything like that. And actually, we my dad wasn't religious, but my mum was religious, but we didn't really have anything like that in the house. But at my aunt's house, there would be like a prayer or stuck on the wall or some kind of reference to God or Jesus around the house, but not in our house.
So is religious identity really strong back in Barbados?
And it's something that I couldn't relate to growing up. I could kind of see it. I could see that my cousins and my aunt, my uncle, this was their life, and I enjoyed stepping into that, and it kind of always felt warm and cosy, but it wasn't part of mine and my sister's identity. I wouldn't say that we're practicing Christians. We don't go to church now, but I could definitely see that in the community there.
So how much of an influence do you think that West Indian heritage has had on you?
I don't think that much, I would say, because we only kind of stepped in and then would step out again. So at weekends, we'd go there and then come back. Birmingham's very multicultural, but the schools that I went to, I would be the only sort of mixed race girl there. It'd be like one mixed race girl, one Chinese girl, and one Indian girl. It just felt very, looking at school photos, you'd just see that it was a very, it wasn't a mixed community that I lived in. But if I went to visit my aunts, then obviously I'd see more people that were like me, but not in the area that I lived in Birmingham. So I wouldn't say that it was, it wasn't something that I thought about. But funnily enough, I am thinking about it for my own children now.
Right.
I kind of think about their identity, because my partner is white, and so my children, I want them to realise that they come from a mixed heritage, even though they may not look so mixed. But I want them to be aware of that. So I try to go to Birmingham a lot, so they can be with their grandmother and they can see their cousins, so that they know that, you know, this is where they come from.
And what do they think of that?
They're quite young, so they don't really think about the fact that I have a different colour skin to them. I suppose we only talk about hair. They notice that in Birmingham everyone has black hair, but in Hull everyone has blonde hair. It's like, right, okay. But that might just be the school that they're attending at the moment. So it's just hair at the moment, not skin colour.
So tell me something about your mum's ambitions for you when you were growing up. What did your mum want you to be achieving with life?
Well, she's very strict about education, and that was really important for me to achieve. And I think there was very strong work ethic when I was growing up. So not so much she wanted me to achieve at school, but then start work at maybe 16, like maybe she did, because she didn't. Later she went on to university, but because she'd come to England and started working at 16, I think she'd maybe wanted me to follow her path as well. Before she came to the UK, she was actually working in a factory when she was about 14. Because my granddad had been injured, because he was a preacher as well. He worked in a factory, but he was a lay preacher, so he would go around preaching to people. And I think he'd been attacked one day, so he was off work for a while. And even though my mum was the youngest of seven, she was the one who took the initiative to go and work and give some money to my grandmother. But going back to your question, I think she just wanted me to kind of do well at school and then maybe be a nurse like her, which I didn't really want to do.
So was your mum's, you know, ambitious streak, hard-working streak, was that just her character, or was there something of a Barbadian sort of influence to that?
Maybe in the family, yeah. I think so. It was just in the family. I'm not sure about in the rest of society, but definitely in that family.
Mm. How close do you feel with your wider family? Do you keep in touch a lot?
I do more so now. So, again, going back to that thing about saying about my children, I kind of feel that it's really important for them to know that, you know, your life is much bigger than just Hull and Birmingham as well. You've got family in Barbados, in America and Canada as well. So I do keep in touch, and obviously with Facebook as well. It's great to see what everyone's doing.
Yeah, how would you go about describing... Let's go back even further. What brought you to Hull?
Okay. My partner's from Hull. My husband's from Hull. His family originally from London, but they came to Hull to study. And they stayed. And then I met my husband in London. We were both at university together. Well, he was at art college and I was at another university, but we kind of meet at the same parties. And then we lived in London for a while, and then I went to teach abroad. I went to Japan and got pregnant, and so we decided to come back to the UK, but then we just thought where would be a good place to base ourselves for a short time before we go back to London. So we thought, we'll go to my partner's mum's house. We'll stay there for 6 months. So we came back to Hull, but we're still here 15 years later.
And how do you describe Hull then to your wider family when you're chatting to them on Facebook and they're asking you about it?
Well, they've been, I mean, one of my cousins came over from Barbados. She came had Christmas in Hull. I think she had two Christmases in Hull, actually. Usually she goes to New York, but she came to Hull for a change. And they like it here. They like it. I mean, we take them out. I mean, when we get together, it's very, it'll be about 15 or 16 of us all together. So we'll just all congregate together, enjoy ourselves, and then maybe meet up with some other friends as well. So over Christmas, we're kind of based in the house, really. But we visit the parks. And they like it when they've come over. Mm. They've enjoyed their time here.
Your mixed race makeup. What are the differences you've noticed about how people accept you in Hull in comparison to what you might have experienced in Japan?
Well, this was one of the questions that I asked the interviewer when I went for the job in Japan. I was worried about being accepted as a mixed race person, and the interviewer said, you're just gaijin. You're just gaijin is foreigner. It doesn't matter if you're mixed race, black, American, Brazilian, it doesn't matter. You're just a foreigner. So your colour is it's not important, really. So that was kind of a relief for me, because I just thought that they may discriminate more because of my colour, but I was just a foreigner. They actually thought I was from Brazil. They couldn't believe I was from England.
So are the Japanese generally more accepting of foreigners?
My impressions of Japan are through my students, so I couldn't really say about the wider, you know, the rest of the country. But they seem to be accepting. I didn't have any problems while I was there. It was a good experience. I had a good time there. I know... Obviously, like in every country, there are some problems. I think there were a lot of Brazilian people there who worked in factories. So I suppose every country has a group of people that would do particular jobs. And so the Brazilians would come to do sort of factory work. But they seem to integrate into the community as well.
Mm-hmm.
and I saw lots of Japanese, Brazilian, so there were like relationships there as well, the mixed race children, and
So in Japan, you felt very welcome. Yes. Yeah. How do people receive you in Hull?
I think I've had different. I don't know, to be honest. I don't know how people view me or look at me. Or I think at the moment, because we have got a mix of people here, I think a lot of people just assume I'm not English. They don't, like in shops, when usually you get people saying hello to you in the shop, I think they just, they don't speak to me. They don't say, hello, how are you, love, or anything like that. And I don't know if that's because, you know, we've got lots of Polish and Eastern European people here, and they just think, maybe they assume I can't speak English, so I'm not even going to attempt to say anything to her. So I haven't had any bad experiences here. Mm. I haven't had any kind of anyone saying anything to me. Not to say that people might have said something behind my back or something, but I haven't had anything that made me think, oh, I need to leave Hull. I need to get away from Hull.
That's good. That's good to know.
It's good, yeah. But then I do have a friend say, she said once, she's mixed race as well, and she said she had only one incident as well where someone had shouted something at her, and she was with a group of friends, and she turned round because they were all thinking, who are they talking about? But then everyone realised they were talking, because they called her a black something, and she was like, who? And then they realised, oh, they're talking about me, I'm talking about you. So it's like you kind of don't really think about, I don't go out every day thinking, oh, I've got brown skin, or I just go out and do what I have to do. And then if someone draws attention to it, it's like, oh, gosh, yeah, my skin is different.
So growing up, what were your major influences? Any sort of cultural influences, political, any people that have set you off on a particular track?
I think maybe just the same as everybody else, really. I think for my mum, she didn't bring anything. It's only recently now that we were getting, understanding more about Barbados and where she came from, because it was like she didn't really want to talk about it or didn't want to bring anything that would be different, too different, into our lives. So it was only when I went to my aunt's house that I would have everything that was, you know, I would get a cultural difference there. But things like food, no, I just have the same as everyone else. Fish and chips, faggots, shepherd's pie. Even music as well was very kind of what everyone else was listening to in like the 70s and the 80s. But yeah, so no kind of big cultural differences, I think. Mm. Growing up.
Hmm. Now, you seem to be quite widely travelled. I mean, worked in Japan and the like. Have you got any intentions of taking your children back to Barbados, exploring culture over there?
We have been back.
You have?
We did go for a holiday, for a family holiday. But it's so expensive. I don't know if I'll be able to do it again.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like once in a lifetime.
How old were your children when you went back there?
It was like 2 years ago, so sort of four, just trying to think of the ages, four, six, kind of still quite young.
So for them it was a holiday?
Yeah, it was a holiday.
Sort of really significant moments?
No, nothing significant, no.
Yeah.
Just a two-week holiday by the beach for them, really, with just people they didn't know but sort of knew that they were related to in some way. It's like, this is your auntie, this is your cousin once removed, this is so-and-so.
Mm.
So for them, no impact, really.
Right, so other than meeting family, what about the impact of the trip on you? Did you sort of feel culturally at home in any way? Or?
No, not at all, no. I think for all of us, we didn't even That was the second time I'd been there. The first time I went, we stayed, when I was 11, we went. We stayed in our family house, our grandmother's house. And even then I felt different. Mm. And, you know, I remember someone shouting at my mum in the street, like, "Hey, English woman." And I was thinking, how can they tell that she's English? Because, you know, she's got black skin like everyone else. I was like an 11-year-old then. So how can they... Is it the way she walks? Is it what she's wearing? You know, how can they tell that she's English? And I couldn't understand that as an 11-year-old. But maybe as an older person, I can see that there will be like subtle things that will make someone stand out. Not being like American or English or something. So, and the time that we went recently, it was just a holiday. Again, I was an English person on holiday in Barbados. Yeah.
What is the sort of, you know, the general character traits then of people from Barbados, if you had to sum them up?
Quite abrupt in their manner, quite direct. So you're thinking, are you being rude? Or but they all just very abrupt in their manner. But they enjoy, if I think about my mum, they enjoy having a party, enjoy having people around, socialising with good food and good, you know, alcohol and music. Music's important as well. I can't say for the whole country, but if I just think about my family, sort of hardworking, good music, good food.
What are your ambitions for the future?
Good question.
You're so content in your job now. No. You don't want things to change.
No, I do want things to change, and things are changing at the moment anyway. So I'd like to study more. I'd like to visit other places. I'd like to travel more as well.
Where do you want to be travelling to?
I'd like to go to Russia. I've got an ambition to go to Russia. Mm. That seems like a really bizarre place to want to travel. But when I was an undergraduate, I'd studied Russian literature. I just really enjoyed finding out the history and the people. Obviously, it was Russian literature, sort of 19th century. It wasn't contemporary literature. So, but I did have an opportunity to visit Russia, to go through on the Trans-Siberian Express train. But because I was pregnant, I was a bit scared. I thought, I think I'll just fly back to the UK. I won't go on the train. And so I'm kind of kicking myself that I didn't do that. So I kind of would like to go back.
What message would you want to give to your younger self? If you could sort of go back in time or pop a letter in the post to you as a young teenager, just exploring the bigger world, what would you want to say to yourself?
I think something that's quite stark in our family is the thing about travel. So obviously, my mum travelled from a young age to another country, and I've travelled, and I kind of had the opportunity to go to America as well when I was about 18, just to be like a nanny or something like that, but I didn't take that opportunity. But I think just jump at the chance to travel, because it's something that's still in me. I want to do that still. I want to pass it on to my kids as well. I want them to see other cultures and visit other places. So if I was talking to my younger self, I would have said, you know, just go for America. You should have gone there.
What do you think travel does for a person?
You just get to see. You go to some places and you just think this is the same as back home. But like, you just meet different people And that's fun, I think. It's fun to meet people who are a bit different to you, or do things differently to how you do things. I know some people go on holiday and they, they like to go to the same place, eat the same food, and just have just this bit of beach, this bit of music playing, and drink this wine and whatever. But I think it's good to see other places and just experience a different way of life. And that's what I want to do more of. Mm. I want to do more of that.
Well, that's good. Thank you very much for chatting with us. I hope you do get out there to travel a lot and have that fun that you want, that you dream for. Thank you very much.
Thank you.